All right, pass the chair to Congresswoman Pratt, please.
Okay. We're discussing ONC 1907. You are the sponsor. You have the floor.
So in April, a year ago, towards the end of the session, we passed the identical bill that is presented here. It was vetoed by a message dated April 23rd, 2018. I'm trying to remember what the last day of session was, but don't think that there was an attempt to override it. But because I think that this is important, and I think that we see in many instances that where our Pay Per Performance Act is inadequate, and this Congress is specifically charged with setting up a merit system of employment, I thought we should bring it back off the table, go through the veto message, work on it, and see if we can get it in a position that satisfies the executive branch or the chief.
Okay, thank you. Congresswoman Good Fox.
Okay, so I don't know that this might not be in order, but you're going to end at 1:45 because you're not going to have a quorum. And I was just wondering, and I'm not even on this committee, so I don't have a vote, but you do have two employees from the executive branch that have taken the time to come down here and probably discuss or be here for a piece of legislation that's on this agenda would be ONCA 1912. And I was just wondering if maybe the committee wanted to discuss that piece of legislation first, since you have employees that have taken the time to come down here.
Okay, I have a response. I would agree with that. I didn't know that they were here, so.
I didn't know they were here either, and I'm the sponsor.
Okay.
I mean, I did ask. So, I did ask.
Because this is going absolutely nowhere today, so.
Right, but I did ask the chief if I could have someone meet with me and discuss that. So actually, I haven't met with them at all.
Right. Well, this is going to obviously take some time. So. Performance. Go. Are you prepared to discuss now number 8? Is that what this is in regards to? Because I see that they're housing employees.
I have no idea.
Okay. Are you prepared to discuss ONCA 1912 regarding the home loan?
Well, I can. If you want to move the bill up, that's fine.
Okay. Let's do that, and then get as far as we can.
Okay.
On this bill. Okay. ONCA 1912.
So I will tell you that ONCA 1912 is also a refile of a bill that was previously filed. And when I filed it and we went to consider it, we were advised that there was already a program for first-time home buyers, which included, if my recollection serves me, well, this is the reason why I was willing to withdraw the bill, that there was a program that would provide down payment assistance for all members of the Osage Nation, regardless of demographics. And in the session, the fall session, I believe it came out that that was actually not really the case, that they were attempting to expand, or maybe had expanded, into Oklahoma, but they had not expanded nationwide. And so it was my hope to get back into considering the purpose of the previous bill, which was to allow for home loan down payment assistance nationwide for Osage Nation members. So if there's someone here to speak on that issue, then I am happy to hear from them, because that's the goal.
When was the you keep mentioning a previous bill. When was the previous bill filed? Because I don't.
It was probably at least 2 years ago, maybe more. I mean, I'd have to, let me pull it up, but I asked Mr. Gill.
Okay, so have you not, you haven't had a discussion with the housing program? at dusk.
I asked the I do what I always do, which is wrote the principal chief an email and asked him to designate someone to work with me to do this. And I don't, maybe this is the designation, but I didn't get a response.
Okay. So, Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Yes, I had a short conversation with Chief before coming down about this bill, and housing being here today, we're happy that they're here as you are. We're probably going to respectfully ask that the questions be about the technical nature of how they do what they do to see if the mechanical part of how this is distributed might work within their system. I don't know that we have much to offer besides that in terms of how the bill might work or need or any of those kinds of things.
Is that a fair statement?
Director, okay. Thank you.
Yeah, I think we should hear about the technical aspects of it. That'd be great.
Okay. Mr. Johnson, how would you like to? I see Ms. Dobbins and Mr. Freeman. Okay. Is that what the committee would like to do? Okay. Will you guys want to join us at the table, please?
So this is the. So they're going to be able to tell us how we might be able to implement this nationwide.
Okay, so it's my understanding this bill, we have a bill, and you have stated the purpose, and so now what specific, since you guys haven't really had much of a dialogue moving into this, then could you go ahead?
Thank you for coming. I'm glad that the powers that be said come down and help us. I mean, what we're trying to accomplish is moving the program into a nationwide assistance program for Osages, wherever geographically located, to obtain down payment assistance. My experience is that the reason I brought it back from where it was before is I didn't think we were hitting the target that we had thought we were going to be able to hit, and I know that some other tribes have been able to accomplish with respect to their home loan assistance. And then I believe in fall we heard that there was some tribal money in as well, but if there's not, then I want to make sure that if we have any tribal money, that we put it in. But if we already have tribal money there, then I wanted to make sure that it was available to Osages wherever located, and it didn't have a demographic unless something is requiring it to, which I can speak to.
Yeah, we spoke to you briefly about it on last session.
I'm sorry, Joe. It feels a little like the price is right, but they really can't hear.
Okay, but anyway, right now we have a federal program, federally funded program, and a tribally funded program for down payment assistance. And right now the jurisdiction is for the any Osage residing within the state of Oklahoma. And I believe, Amy, we've had just one applicant outside of Osage County. Right?
Yes, we have assisted one applicant. That was the first one that we've done in the traditional program. We actually go on site and do a inspection to make sure that it rectifies decent, safe, and sanitary conditions. Now, we did rewrite policy, and that is the realtor or a representative of the bank in this particular instance. They would actually go out and submit pictures. Demographically, housing is stretched to be able to go way down south, out to the panhandle. I mean, that's just not feasible. So we did create policy where we could see what the conditions were. And so we did do that. Normally, I travel to the closing just to be on site in case that Osage tribal member has any questions that day, or there's, I've said in a couple of closings, it's their first time home buyers, they're young. And so, so that I can be available. We did write policy, we wired the funds. It wasn't, you know, for me to spend half a day driving there and back and out of office and on off site. And so we do have that in place to be able to wire the funds. And we have done that one time. And so our, I do get calls, I will say. I do get calls, not so much now that we've expanded our area to Osage County. I mean, to the state of Oklahoma. I don't get those calls. The calls that I mainly get, they're looking for that direction on that 184 loan program.
Right.
And so I am able to give them reference numbers and a starting place for that. Those are the main calls that I get that are out of state, is they are wanting to know about that 184 loan program. That's actually facilitated through banks. And so I have two strong references. I've just added a third for them to work through. Those are people that either through the course of other applicants, I've worked with them, and I feel like they represent this administration's drive for strong customer service.
Thank you. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Thank you, Mr. Freeman and Ms. Dobbins, for being here at this meeting. We appreciate it. It seems like that I recall at one point in time, and I may have two programs confused, that at one point in time, it was either for home rehab or it was the down payment program, that since those are HUD guidelines, there is a qualification process that tribal members have to go through in order to use the federal resources. In either one of either the rehabilitation or the down payment assistance, I recall that we had a tribal portion of money. Could you clarify to me if it's for both, or is it just for rehabilitation? Is it just for?
Absolutely.
Please.
The ONHAP program, Osage Nation Housing Assistance Program, is how you would find it on housing listed under our webpage. Those are tribal dollars. It's a tribal dollar funded program. Only Osage tribal members are eligible for that. We try to use our federal money, of course, first. So if you come in for either rehab or down payment assistance, we try to qualify you for our federal funds first. Those are guidelines. There's income guidelines for that. So if you do not qualify for that, just the NAHASDA down payment assistance, we actually, Director Freeman got HUD approval, and we have started, because that uses the 80% income guideline median. Director Freeman has started and got past, actually, we call it self-sustainability down payment assistance. It uses the 100% median guideline. We actually are doing two of those that's used with program income. If you can't qualify for that, then you go to ONHAP. If you're Osage,
right?
There is rehab. Also, there is down payment assistance. Those would be for those tribal members that are over the income guideline because they can't qualify for NAHASDA.
So my question is on that, if I may. So according to the policy that you guys conform to in the housing department with that ONHAP dollars, are those also still restricted to the state of Oklahoma for down payment assistance?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
And that's by policy?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. That's what I needed to know. Thank you.
So is there a reason why? I mean, I think you just said that you're able to wire funds and you can use realtors or banks, et cetera, to get the information that you need. So what's keeping that from being expanded to nationwide?
I think we are wanting to test the waters.
Meaning you do want to, you do want to.
Well, we right now we're just you know, our 184 loan program, the Osage Nation has jurisdiction in the state of Oklahoma. So that's the reason we limited the down payment assistance just for that program to you know, coincide with that.
So do they have to go through the 184 program in order to get the down payment assistance?
No, they don't.
Okay, so help me understand then.
Well, majority of our applicants go through the 184. Not all of them, majority of them do.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
So the HOSDA funds, you've been able to expand that to the full state because those are federal dollars that can't be expended outside of the state of Oklahoma, correct?
That's correct, yes.
Okay, that's why they stay limited to the boundaries to the state of Oklahoma, the federal dollars, not tribal dollars. So I was just trying to understand that's why that was part of the policy.
Yeah,
is that
if,
right,
if we want to expand our jurisdiction
federal
using federal dollars, we'd have to enter into MOUs with other tribes. And, you know, if we infringe into their area.
Well, I saw.
That's more coinciding with the 184 program. We don't have to do that.
Okay. Well, I mean, the point is the 184 program is not the same as the down payment assistance.
I was referring to the NAHASDA dollars that we have.
Right.
The federal funds we have available for tribal members. So I'm saying the reason that they were able to expand the boundary is that's probably the federal guidelines. That's as far as they can go with those dollars.
I know. This has to do with the tribal dollars.
I know.
Okay.
I'm just trying to get the picture
all one at a time.
Table.
In traveling recently in the state of Arizona, for example, I noticed that the tribes had their 184 programs that were nationwide. So I don't know how they accomplished that differently from us because they listed that they were nationwide with the 184 program. So I'll see if I can figure out how those tribes in Arizona, for example, were able to expand their jurisdiction. But that's another and separate issue from using tribal dollars to allow Osage Nation members wherever located to access tribal dollars, which aren't restricted by any of the federal guidelines. It sounds like you guys have a policy about it, but I feel comfortable with putting that into law because I think that shows the nation that we are, you know, we're not discriminating against people based on where our members based on where they live when we have tribal dollars that could be used. And you're not using the income, they don't have income guidelines with respect to the tribal dollars?
You have to be over the NAHASDA income guidelines to qualify for the tribal dollars because we would try to, pardon me, we would try to use our federal dollars first as they are more than the tribal dollars.
But is there any upper limit of what you can?
No, there's not.
Not with tribal,
no, just with the
federal.
With the tribal dollars, yeah, everybody that we assist with that, don't meet the income HUD income guidelines.
What you're asking is there a limit to how much they can make that they would not qualify for our program on the high side?
Right.
No, ma'am, there's not.
So do you think there needs to be?
Well, I mean, I don't know. We don't have anything right now, but you know, we can.
You do look at some of those incomes and you think, this is a drop in the bucket compared to what they make, but I don't live inside those people's four households, their household either. And as we all know, I mean, everyone on paper may look like, oh yeah, they make a lot of money, but we don't know what their situations are that they're operating in.
Right.
One thing that we do have in the federal guidelines is it's, you can only be assisted once and then you can't own property again for 3 years. You can't be a home buyer, so that you can't keep coming back unless you would qualify for, like if you had been been, you had to get a divorce, and so, you know, you had to leave the home or something, so that it's not a revolving door that, you know, people are just wanting a new house every, you know, couple of years, so they keep coming back. Also, that spreads your funds out and allows a larger base of Osage tribal members to be able to facilitate and use those funds instead of, you know, maybe the same, you know, 30 people every 5 years.
So it would be your recommendation that in addition, see, this law does have an income max of $75,000. It has these eligibility requirements. So would it be your recommendation then that it's only one time?
Well, that's what
I mean, it says first time home buyer.
That's what our current, I do think it should be a one time, at least, or if, I don't know if that's possible, that you could put a cap on it, that you would say, you know, for the first 10 years of this program or 5 years of this program, it's a one-time assistance. That means you don't have people coming back that, you know what, we decide we want to move somewhere else, and then we keep buying residences in the Osage Nation, and then when there's somebody that really needs that, then you don't have that funding available.
And we do have it at section number 6 that they must not have received home loan or down payment assistance of any kind in the past. So the requirements here are that they have a household gross income of less than $75,000, that the home is the applicant's primary residence, that the applicant, spouse, or children, if they reside with the applicant, and I might want to change that to anyone that's residing with the applicant, does not own any other home. The home to be purchased is located within the United States, within the 50 states of the United States. Oops, sorry.
Okay, Congressman Potts has a question.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just had a question on 7105C. It says assistance shall be awarded to one applicant for each home purchased. And that also need to change if we're talking about
to Osage tribal members?
Correct.
Let's see.
Scroll up a little more. It's right there.
Okay. So change that to
for each home?
Well, it would be awarded to each
applicant, not specific to the home.
Each Osage applicant.
Right. So,
Congresswoman Whitehorn, do you have something?
Yes, I do. So, the OHAP
on HAP
that you guys are currently administrating, to me, just sitting here thinking about it, I know we're not at the end yet, but it would make sense to me for this bill to capture ONHAP also. Do you have any, have you had an opportunity to look at this bill, Mr. Freeman or Ms. Dobbins?
Yeah, I've briefly reviewed it and everything. The only question I have is how large of scope of program are you thinking about on this? I mean,
well,
are the true intent, I mean, are you want this to be a tribal entitlement program like the health card or burial assistance? Or?
No, I don't. Is it direct assistance? Yes, it's direct assistance, but I think that it's going to have to be based on how much money is appropriated every year. How much money do you have for your tribal dollars this year?
We have, 290,000, I believe is what was appropriated.
$290,000?
That included the rehab assistance and a down payment.
That's combined?
Combined. And we're already about 80% through all.
Congress Councilman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I just had a quick question. Do you track by any chance where the majority of your phone calls come from, of those people that do call in for assistance?
No, I don't.
Okay.
So, I mean, my envisionment is that you carve out the money just for down, you carve out an amount of money just for down payment, and it's going to be on a first come, first served basis.
Yeah.
But it will be advertised as such. So if you're planning on buying a house for the first time, February is always a good time to buy a house. It's weird. Every house I bought in February for some reason. So anyway, that will be the ground rules I would envision, and maybe we need to put that, it probably needs to be included in here. And then we'll just track it for a few years and see. You say that you've had one in this fiscal year, you've had one.
Yes, we put into our policy, it was a traveling radius, wasn't it, Joe? We determined it as our traveling radius. And so I do travel. We said we would travel an hour from our office. And so this particular one was in Enid. And so we have facilitated one out of county that we enacted our traveling radius.
Okay, so it's really not state of Oklahoma then?
Well, that's all we've had that is supplied since we started it and opened it up.
I understand, but when you say in your policy about, meaning you would travel, otherwise you would do it
through the realtor, the
okay. All right.
Bank representative.
Okay, I get that.
Okay, Speaker Walker.
A couple questions, and sorry if this has already been touched upon. Did I hear earlier that there's only been one applicant outside of Osage County that has applied for the down payment assistance? Yes?
Yes. Yeah, that's what she like literally just said.
Right, and that was a repeat of something earlier. So
yes.
I would ask the sponsor, the $2,000, how did you come up with that? Was it just something that you thought we could afford?
Well, I think I considered what a 3% down payment on a house of somebody that was earning $75,000 a year or less would probably qualify for, but I'm happy to look at it more if I need to see if that's the right amount.
So I guess follow up, it's my understanding that the current down payment assistance is $5,000 or up to $5,000. If this were to be enacted, would that change the amount to $2,000 for everyone?
With tribal dollars.
So it would reduce from $5,000 to $2,000, the program that we have now, regardless if you lived in Osage County or...
Well, I'm happy to change it back. I'm happy to make it $5,000.
Well, I just was...
No, I'm not laughing at that. She's like, sure, because you're saying it would lessen what we already currently have in place for all of the state of Oklahoma.
And Osage County.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Osage County and all of Oklahoma. So that our people in Oklahoma already have that available. So it would lessen there. So she's saying, yes, I would change it. So then that even broads it further.
Yeah, I'll change it.
Outside.
Okay, I was just wanting to make sure that everyone realized that this was actually
having... Was that a suggestion?
...an impact on... on the overall program.
Right.
And when we get into percentage points, I just think it starts to complicate things. If I were administering it, I would prefer it to be an amount up to $5,000. Get into the percentage points. I know it's simple math, but still.
Okay, I want to say something real quick. I know that you mentioned a fiscal analysis at one point. Is there a fiscal analysis on this? And just because I'm just wanting to know where those numbers, we would have any kind of possible number that might look like. And then Ms. Dobbins.
Just a suggestion. Our policy up until Director Freeman and I worked on it used to be 15% of the purchase price are up to $5,000. We actually, if you get tribal members that both apply for that program, and I mean, you can show them how, but at the end of the day, we had some that were, they didn't get the 5,000, this one did. So to do a flat award amount is better for everyone, because then everyone gets the same amount.
Okay, I can fix that too.
Madam Chair.
We're gonna lose our quorum, yes. But.
Okay, all right. Thank you, Ms. Dobbins and Mr. Freeman, for your attendance, and I'm sure we'll be speaking with you further. Thank you, and we are adjourned due to lack of quorum.
Mr. Freeman, so I didn't get the okay to talk to you guys before, maybe right now.